The Trump administration officially added Huawei to a trade blacklist. Huawei, of course, make phones in the main, but are a technology company, to a trade blacklist on Thursday. And following that, Google has suspended some business with the Chinese technology company. But what does that actually mean for you if you have a Huawei phone? Joining me now to discuss this is Adrian Wechter, who is the tech editor of The Irish and the Sunday Independent. Adrian, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Ciara.
Just in brief, obviously, the Trump administration has said that there's some issue around spying. This is something to do with the Chinese-American trade war that's going on. But if you are a user, if you own a Huawei phone, like, for example, Stephen, who has texted, said, Ciara and Adrian, I bought a top-of-the-range Huawei P30 Pro last week from Vodafone. I'm tied into a two-year contract, but if Huawei are unable to issue necessary security updates, I don't want my business data to be at risk. So will I now be allowed to end my contract earlier or give a similar spec phone from another supplier? Where do I stand? And there's lots of people like that who are signed up to contracts on Huawei phones and don't know where they stand. Where do they stand, Adrian?
In that instance, I would say almost certainly not. So he almost certainly will not be able to bring his phone back or get a refund on that basis. That's a guess, by the way, but that's just from experience of looking at the way the mobile operators work over the last 10 years. They will say that this is something out of their control. This is a trade war. This is something between Trump administration and China that couldn't have been anticipated and falls outside the terms of the contract. They will also say that an awful lot of the other elements of the phone, the reason that you might have bought a Huawei P30 Pro might have been because of the big screen and the fast processor and the three cameras and all that sort of stuff. But you and I both know that without access to the Play Store, which is Google's App Store, without access to things like Google Maps, Gmail, Search, Google Docs, all of these things that really make an Android smartphone a decent phone, that Huawei phone is really it's not at all what you thought it was.
No.
Now there is a proviso to that. That is, his phone is not going to stop working. He still will be able to use Google Maps, Gmail, and the Play Store for the time being. And this is what we know, and this is what we don't know. We do know that those will still work for the time being. So if you have bought a Huawei phone in the last few weeks or few months or the last year or two, it will still work as normal. What we don't know for sure is what is going to happen later this year when Google issues its upgrade. So every year, the iPhone and Android both have software updates and upgrades, a fundamental one. At the moment, we're on Android 9 or Android P or Pi. Now, when Google updates that to Android 10, the big question is, if you upgrade your phone, your Huawei phone, does that mean it knocks things like the Google Play Store and Google Maps and Gmail, all that stuff, off your phone? We don't know that. The companies aren't issuing guidance on that yet. So right now, it looks like anyone who owns a Huawei phone or who recently bought one, their best advice at the moment is, if you see a Google update, don't update it. Don't update your phone.
And that is, I mean, I'm on Apple. I have an iPhone, but I often see when I go into the App Store, it, you know, recommends I have all these updates, and half the time I do it and half the time I don't, because sometimes they're painful.
Yeah.
You know, they change your phone a bit.
Yeah.
So sometimes I ignore them for long periods of time. So can you still do that with a Huawei phone? You'll just ignore updates as they come in, keep going as you are, and in fact, maybe get through to the end of your contract?
Absolutely. In fact, that's what most Android users do anyway. So only 10% of all Android phones are using the latest version of Android, even though it has been out for months and months, almost a year. It's not like iPhone. With iPhones, when Apple pushes out an update to the iPhone, you know, iOS 10, iOS 11, most people update within the first 4 to 8 weeks. That's just the way it goes, because Apple nags you. The iPhone keeps nagging you, telling you that it's going to do it overnight and all that kind of thing. You eventually relent. That's not the way it is with Android phones, because there are so many different manufacturers. Huawei, Samsung, Sony.
But could you quite happily ignore updates for months, if not longer?
You could.
And that would be a way around this for users.
You could. Now, just to be clear, there are two different types of updates. What I'm talking about is an update to the Android system on the phone, to the basic interface that you see on the phone. Okay, yeah. I'm not talking about individual app updates.
So you're talking about the software that drives the phone. Do not update that. Okay. All right. Yes. Look, thank you for that. Thank you for that. I'm afraid we're out of time. Thank you for that, Adrian. So you heard that, just maybe at the moment, particularly leave your phones alone, update nothing till we hear more.